will prevail. It's out of, amen. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. You know, I love the book of Proverbs. But the book of Proverbs tells you, just like anything else, amen, but the book of Proverbs brings forth and it is direct. How many know that? It doesn't, get you to where you're not going to understand, or maybe you're not going to, see it as it is. But look, listen to what, I have four different translations, five different translations. The Message Bible out of Proverbs 19:21 says, we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. The New Living Translation, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. The New King James, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. The Easy Translation, you may have lots of ideas about what you want to do, but it is the Lord's plans that are important. And the last one is the Amplified Version. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand or will be carried out. How many know tonight that God's purpose will prevail? God's purpose tonight will stand. God's purpose will be carried out. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We ask you, Father, that you would help us, God, as we are in need of you tonight. Help us to understand, God, that it is you who makes all things happen. Father, we trust in you tonight. We give you all praise and glory. God, let your plans, let your purpose, let all things be carried out. Let it prevail tonight. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, every single one of us here tonight has had, has made many plans throughout your life. We make plans with our families. We make plans with careers, what career we're going to take. Amen. You're like my son, I was like, son, what do you want to do? I want to be a policeman. I said, okay, son, great job. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a soldier. I want to be this. I want to be that. And I said, son, you're all over the place. Pick one. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, son, come down, amen, and be able to choose one. Listen, amen, we all make plans on what we're going to do in our future. We make plans on, what we're going to do throughout our lives. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do. But I knew that one thing, amen, that when I joined the Army in 1992, right after the Desert Storm War began, in my mind, after I joined, my plans were to retire. I said, I'm going to do 20 years. If I do any more, that's just extra. But I'm going to do about 20 years at least. Amen. I got down to year eight. And the Lord said, those are your plans, but that's not my purpose for your life. See, those were your plans, but that's not what I want for you. See, We make plans for our futures. We make plans for our lives. We make plans in everything that we do. But it is God's purpose that ultimately prevails. And can I tell you, amen, I'm standing here today because God's purpose prevailed in my life, even though I had plans for my life, amen, going through. See, many of us here tonight, we think that we have life all figured out. We think we know where we're going. Sometimes, yes, those plans do work out. Or other things that you might imagine. But other times, the course of your life changes. Just like my life, the course of, the plans that I had, they changed. Doors close. Relationships change. We changed jobs. I've only had three jobs in 45 years of working. I worked at a convenience store for about 6 years. I joined the Army and I was there for about 10 years. And then I worked for Walmart, 24 years. I know people that have, 8 or 10 different W-2s throughout the same year. And you're like, you're trying to file your taxes and everything else, and you're like, I'm still waiting for about 5 or 6 of them. See, there are things that change. We lose jobs. ESPN, they called it, they laid people off. There was a man that was working with them since 1993. Can I tell you how old that is? That's 33 years. Amen. Working with the same company for 33 years, and he gets laid off. How many know that he was not expected? Listen, working for a place for so long. There's another man, amen. He worked for them since 2016. He thought, amen, he just renewed his contract. But things changed. He said a door is going to open. But can I tell you, some doors open, but some doors close. You lose jobs. You change jobs. Amen. And your life, now is put on hold. What am I going to do? How am I going to, and you have all these different things that are going through your mind. See, here in our text, we are reminded that while we may have a lot of dreams, you might have goals, you might have plans, there might be even ambitions that you've already set in place. God's purpose. God has a purpose, and his purpose tonight will prevail. See, you tonight might have good plans, but God has something different, totally different from what you want. My plans, listen to me. I'm going to be honest tonight. My plans were never to become a preacher. My plans were to live in California, go back, live with my wife, her family, my family. But I haven't been back to California since 1992. because God's plans are different than my plans. Firstly, tonight, plans are made. See, another translation says that there are many devices, amen, in a man's heart. The word device means plans, thoughts, intentions, purpose. The word of God doesn't tell us that making plans is bad. The problem, that when we make plans, we make them to be more important than what God's plans are. See, making plans is not bad, but when they are contradictory to what the word of God or what God's plans are, that's when God, amen, cannot prevail. See, we begin, when we think that we make plans. We say things like, this is how my life is supposed to go. How many have ever said that? This is what I want. I know, what's best for me. And then we throw in a little bit of God powder, and God bless my plans. See, tonight, we need to stop asking God to bless our plans and start asking God to reveal his plans for our lives. God, bless me. Well, how about if God doesn't want you to go down that rabbit hole? But God, bless me. And God's like, that's you. That's not me. See, we need to start asking God, God, reveal your plan for my life. But that's not what we do, is it? God, bless my plans. See, Proverbs 16:9 says, I love Proverbs 16:9. It says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. See, what this verse is telling us is that we plan the way, but God directs and orders our steps. There's an illustration. It says, a child may think he knows where he is going, but the father sees the road. He sees the road, the danger, and the destination. The child may not understand the father's direction, but the father sees what the child cannot see. See, I heard it, all throughout, everywhere I've been, but I heard this announcement today, it said, turn around, don't drown. Amen. They make those announcements because they already foresee that there is a danger that you do not see. So you're driving, and then you get stuck. Listen, before you proceed to go forward, turn around, don't drown. See, that's what this illustration, the father sees what you and I cannot see. See, God, many of times, folks, he changes our direction because he sees the things that you and I, cannot see. See, God's purpose tonight is greater. In one of the translations, it says, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord. See, nevertheless means in spite of our plans. in spite of our ideas, in spite of our mistakes, nevertheless, the counsel of God will stand. See, God still has a purpose for you and I tonight. God, amen, many of times we make a mess of all our plans. How many have ever made a mess of your plans? You should have picked both hands up, your feet, amen, and everything else. Glory to God. Because listen, we make a mess out of everything. But God is never confused. God is never confused. God has you right where you need to be. Can I tell you, Colleen was not the prettiest of places. If you know Colleen, Colleen is not the most beautiful of places, but can I tell you, that's where God had me to be. So guess where I got saved? You know that in 1995, the time was for me to reenlist. And they were going to send me to Fort Hood, Texas. I started talking to, because we had a tanker unit that was right there where I was at. There was only three companies. We had headquarters, we had Alpha Company and Bravo Company. Alpha Company was tankers, Bravo Company was infantry, and we were support. Amen. Three companies, I began to talk to some of the guys. I said, I reenlisted, and they're going to send me to Fort Hood. They said, you don't want to go to Fort Hood. I said, I'm going to get out of my enlistment. Amen. I'm going to get out of this place. So being that I worked for a sergeant major that had a lot of pull, that had been in the Army for a very long time, he talked to his colonel, I was able to reenlist to be PDA, present duty assignment station, PDS, amen, present duty station. They closed down that base. I go to Hawaii. I said, I'm getting away further and further from Fort Hood. I don't want to go to Fort Hood. Everybody else, listen, everybody went all over the place. Only my wife and I went to Hawaii. I was there for 2 years and a few months. I came down on orders where I couldn't get out of. Guess where I went? I went to Fort Hood. Amen. See, I went all the way, amen, around, my plans were, I'm not going to Fort Hood. See, I'm running from Fort Hood. There's no way that we're going to go. Listen, in that first year that I was there, amen, I was away, and I knew because they had told me, you're never going to see your wife. So you better, amen, kiss your wife, amen, as much as possible, because you're not going to see her a lot. For 9 months out of that first year, I didn't see her. And I wasn't deployed. It was just, amen, going to the field. Listen, I learned the field, amen, very good. But see, those were my plans. But God's plans were different. I made a mess of my plans. And my plans were to get away from Fort Hood. But God sought to bring me to Fort Hood so that he can save my soul. See, you might say to yourself, I don't like it. I don't like where I'm at. But listen, God has you right where he wants you to be. Amen. God has you right where he wants you to be. Joseph had a plan. He had a dream. But God had a purpose for Joseph that was different than his plan. See, his plan, Joseph's plan was never to be thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, to be falsely accused, to be thrown in a dungeon, amen. But what looked like a total failure became part of God's purpose. See, you might say, amen, Joseph, that's bad for you. But Joseph, how did that happen to you? It started out with a great dream. And then it took him around. Jacob tells him, go to your brothers. Their brothers were already devising a plan, amen, to kill him. How dare this guy? Who does he think he is? Let's get him. Let's kill him. Wait, we can't kill him. We can't do that, so let's just sell him. He goes through all these different things happen. But listen to what Genesis 50, 20 says. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. See, all those that conspired in a plan, the enemy had a plan. Joseph's brother had a plan. Potiphar's wife had a plan. But God had a purpose. Not one setback was ever used. It just, put motion so that God's purpose could prevail. It says, it will stand. Nevertheless, God's purpose will stand. It shall stand. See, some people, amen, may change. Can I tell you, I still stayed short. Bald, ugly as ugly could be. I'm only handsome to my wife. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God that she says I'm still handsome as handsome can be. The economy changes. You know, we started out, it was a dollar something. When I got here, I said, gas is good here in Colorado. Then it went up to two something. Then it went up to three something. Then it went up to four something. Then it went down to almost two something. And now it's up to four something. Listen, it all changes. Amen. But God's purpose never. All these different things can change except God's purpose for your life. Isaiah 46, verse 10, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. See, if God has said it, he will do it. I'm going to believe that tonight. Oh, Jesus. Well, help the brother out, Wall. If God said it, he's going to do it. If God has called you, he's not just going to call you, amen, and leave you to yourself. No, he's going to equip you for you to fulfill what God has called you to do. If he has asked you to do something, he will sustain you. Jeremiah 29, 11. What does it say? Oh, Jesus. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. See, God knows your thoughts tonight. He knows your plans. But he also knows what your purpose in this world, in this city, in this church, what that is for you. See, there's an illustration that says that you are designed for a specific reason. And while the world tries to build on the shifting sand or cultural trends, a God-given purpose remains unshakable. During the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, when the massive quake and subsequent fires tore through San Francisco famous 12-story call building. The 12-story call building stood entirely firm on its bedrock foundation while surrounding structures crumbled into dust. When everything else shakes, a purpose anchored to God's unshakable bedrock will always stand. We face earthquakes in our lives, job losses, health cares, broken relationships, sudden, in seasons and intense doubts. If your life's purpose is built on the sand of your own ego or temporary circumstances, it will crumble. But when, you align your life with God's will and anchor your soul, your purpose will stand. The storms may rage, but because you are rooted, you will not fall. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Let me ask you tonight, are you frustrated? Who's frustrated tonight? Now everybody wants to raise their hand. Pastor, see, tonight, are you fighting God over the direction that God has for your life? Can I tell you? That'll frustrate you. See, when you are content to follow God's will, you will, follow it if it aligns with your will. How many know that when God's will looks to what you will, how many know that you will follow what God's desire for your life is? Can you tonight say, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done"? Your will be done. Isn't that what Jesus did when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? "Father, if there is any other way that this cup might pass through me, let it not be my will, but your will be done." Could that be our prayer tonight? Or you know what our prayer sounds like? "God, I want you to do what I want you to do." Amen? "God, I want you to make me this person. God, I want you to do this for me. God, I want you to do this." And God is just there like, "Yeah, when you get done, then I'll talk." Amen. When you get done talking, then it'll be my turn. No. Can we say tonight, "God, not my will be done, but yours"? See, the greatest victories of your life will begin when you give your will to God's will. "God, not what I want." How many know that that's almost an impossible thing for you to almost say? Amen. Because you can't, you're like, God, no. God, can it be your will and not mine? Not what I want, but what you want. See, God's plan will prevail and it will stand and it will be carried out. When you say, not my will, but your will be done. How many are ready to align yourselves and let God's plan prevail tonight? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. God's plan will prevail. God's purpose will prevail. See, many things in life, folks, will change. But God's purpose will be carried out. Maybe you're in this place tonight and you're not saved. Somebody invited you. And you're not right with God. You're not right. You know you're not right with God. You've never surrendered your life to Jesus. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus tonight. You get to exchange your sins for God's eternal gift for your life. Eternal life for you. That's you in this place. You're not saved. You're not right with God. Would you surrender your heart to Jesus? Would you simply do one thing? Would you simply do one thing? Would you surrender your life? That's you in this place. You're not saved. Would you give your heart to Jesus tonight? Just lift up your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. Anybody here from front to left, God sees that hand. Just wait right there. You can put it down. Maybe you're a backslider as I change the order of this call. You once gave your heart to Jesus. You walked with the Lord. You were in the joy of the Lord. But the devil began to lie to you. God doesn't love you. He's restraining you. That's the lie the serpent told Eve. The reason why you cannot eat of the fruit is because once you eat it, you are going to know good and evil. And God doesn't want you to do that. So you gave your ear, you gave attention to an ungodly voice. And tonight you find yourself away from God. Can I tell you, it doesn't take a lot to be able to be carried out, to be totally away from God, because it starts when you give attention to the enemy. And tonight, you want to give your life back to Jesus. Can you simply do one thing? Can you lift up your hand? Oh, I want to pray for you. Anybody here, you're backslidden. You're not right with God. Would you come? Mariel, I'm going to pray for her. Mariel's going to pray for you, okay? Come on. Mariel's going to pray. Just wait right here. Just wait right here. She's coming. She's coming. It's okay. The Word of God says that God's purpose will prevail. It will be carried out. Can you lift, can God's will be done in your life? Maybe you shifted, but God tonight wants to realign you to what God desires for your life. See, as I told you, I never wanted to go to Fort Hood. But though the things I didn't want, God's purpose prevailed in my life. And I'm able to be here tonight with you in Colorado Springs. Because, amen, God's purpose for my life prevailed. His purpose. Because I said, God, not my will be done, but let your will be done in my family and in my life. Maybe that's something that you have not totally done. Can God's purpose prevail for your life tonight? Can God's purpose prevail for your life tonight? You know, I was reading an illustration, folks, before I opened the altar. And it said that the tallest building in the world is there I believe it's Bahrain or the UAE. They're in the Middle East. And as I was reading it, it said that what they did is they anchored, and brought it down, and have it anchored to about 192 anchors that are way down beneath, beneath the structure so that you can have a building that's high, but yet it will not fall because it's anchored to a structure that is way below what you and I cannot see. Can I tell you tonight? The only way that you are going to stand or prevail is if you and I anchor ourselves in Jesus Christ. The altar tonight is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Let Jesus tonight help you. Let Jesus tonight help you tonight. Let God, move upon your life. It said many plans are made in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand or be carried out. So you and I, tonight might make many of plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Have we said, God, this is what I desired for my life, but God, let me not do what I desire or what I want, but God, let me do what you want. Could that be your prayer tonight? Could that be your heart's cry? If it is, come to the altar. Let God help you seal that, tonight in God. See, I love that illustration of that child. The child may think that he knows where he's going, but the father sees the danger that lies ahead. Because can I tell you, beloved, the Father knows best for our lives. See, God changes the directions of our lives because He sees what you and I don't see. And you, might be confused. God, why are you doing this? Because God sees what you don't see, beloved. God sees what you do not see. And can I tell you, You're like, why, God? Because God's purpose is greater than our purpose tonight. Amen. Adrián, si puedes cerrar una oración.